Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 19th. Final sale of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating out of Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 14,000 head. That'll include 4,000 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves, 500 calves on cows, and 425 bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call for information, 800-422-2117. As 2019 ends, do want to remind you about the first big sale of 2020, Bellringer 38, to kick off the new year, happening the 8th and 9th of January. From Superior Livestock, we say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As always, remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle trade ended the week generally steady, with trade in the South developing mostly on Thursday at $119. The northern trade held out until Friday about $190. Cash markets expected to remain sluggish today, with asking prices and bids likely underdeveloped until near midweek. This is the last full trading week of the year, and with the holiday lull ahead of us, it's likely the trade may be pushed to the end of the week once again. Now, triple-digit gains in the hog futures on Friday, following the announcement that a partial trade agreement had been reached, added bullish optimism to the complex. There are still a lot of questions that need to be answered, and as with this entire trade process, any move forward is covered with skepticism if either or both sides will back out. The move forward in the process is a good thing for the hog complex, given the need for pork and all protein in China due to African swine fever still remaining a significant production challenge in that country. On the grains, the wheat contracts are higher at all three exchanges, with Minneapolis leading gains over the ag room as the large fund shorts look for cover. As of December 10th, funds were net short 23,518 contracts of Kansas City wheat, the largest net short in 5 weeks, and among the largest net short positions since September. In Minneapolis, managed funds sold 705 contracts to push their net short to a new record of 23,231 contracts. Corn prices jumped at the Sunday night open and are carrying those gains into this morning. The strength is being tied to the increase in export taxes in Argentina over the weekend, a move that has been rumored for weeks but finally became law. And over on the soybeans, higher soybean prices overnight, with most contracts gapping higher at the open Sunday and following through into today. One can argue whether the strength revolves around the Phase 1 deal with China or the increase in export taxes wielded by the Argentine government over the weekend. We're going to check the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle up 245, Friday 127.55, April up $2, 128.20, January feeder cattle up 312, 145.67, March up 280, 146.25, February hogs up 85 cents, 69.50. Kansas City wheat, March up 3 3/4, 446.5, May's up 3 3/4 at 454.25, March soybeans up 3.5, 536, May's up 3 3/4 at 538.5, March corn up 4 3/4 Friday, 385 3/4. May was up 4 cents at 392. January soybeans up 8 1/4, 915 3/4. March was up 8.5 cents at 930. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.